Hi, this is Allison Sheridan of the No Silicast podcast, hosted at podfeet.com, a technology geek podcast with an ever so slight Macintosh bias. This is episode 2 of Podcasting on Podcasting. See, you can tell it's totally different from the regular show because it's got like different music on the front. Pretty tricky, don't you think? Well, I'm still trying to figure out how this is going to fit into everything, so we're going to just keep rolling and see where it goes. In our first show, we talked about what you should talk about on your podcast, and I'm just going to say it again, but I want you to be passionate about your topic before you even start, because this is hard. Trust me about this. Hey, you've seen how long it's taken me to get around to podcasting about podcasting, and I love podcasting, so why wouldn't I want to talk about it? Well, anyway. So, last time I promised you that I would start talking about the tools that you're going to need. Let's start out with the hardware tools. The most important thing you're going to need to get is something to record your voice, a microphone. There's a few different ways you can go about doing this, and I'm not going to get into the really complicated stuff, but start with maybe the simpler things, because I figure if you're listening to this, you don't already know what you're doing. Anybody who already knows what they're doing is probably mocking me at this point anyway. So, there's three different ways you can go with the beginner kind of starter way to go about this. The easiest way to start is with a USB headset microphone. These run anywhere from $20 to $75 in that kind of range. And if you buy something on the really low end, you're going to regret it fairly soon, I think. You don't want to start with the cheapest, cheesiest kind of microphone you can get, but you know, you don't have to spend a fortune to get started here. Especially if you're not positive you're going to be able to stick with it and you're just getting started, you don't want to drop $1,000 on day one. Unless, of course, you were looking at this as just an excuse to buy toys, and not that there's anything wrong with that. You can go to just about any electronics store, you know, your Best Buy, Circuit City's kind of place, and you're going to be able to find a whole bunch of different varieties of this. The most important thing you have to remember when you buy a headset microphone is to get a USB headset microphphone. If it's not USB, if it's just got the little audio jack and you stick it into your line in on your computer, you're not going to get the volume that you need. It doesn't have an amplifier built into it. The USB ones have, and here's where somebody who knows what they're talking about will mock me, but I believe it has a digital signal processor in it that actually boosts the signal and makes it be what it needs to be to actually have any kind of volume on your computer. So you want to get a USB headset microphone. And the reason you don't want just a mic, you need to have headphones, is because imagine you're recording. You've got your microphone plugged into your USB jack, and you've got the sound will be coming out of your internal speakers as you're talking, and you're going to actually hear yourself. The sound coming out of the speakers is going to go back into the microphone and cause a feedback loop. And that sounds really bad, and no one likes it. So you want to get a USB headset microphone combination, and then you're going to be in pretty good business. There's a model that I'm kind of fond of right now if you want a specific recommendation. My current favorite is the Plantronics Dot Audio 650 USB headset, which runs about $29 US over at Amazon.com. As I mentioned in the first show, this is going to be an enhanced podcast, so I've got a link in the podcast to show you what this thing looks like and where you can buy it. I had this recommended to me by Victor Cahiao of the Typical Mac User podcast, and you know how great his sound is. He recommended it, so it's got to be good. The next option you might consider is a USB standing microphone with a pair of headphones separately. You're going to run yourself about $100 to $150 if you go down this path. You're going to get better frequency response, so you're going to get better audio overall with a larger microphone than you do with a little headset mic. Remember, you have to wear headphones when you use the standing mic or you're going to get feedback. My very first headset mic was something that actually came with a piece of software and got me through the first, 6 months of podcasting. But then I went for an upgrade and I chose the Samson CO1U. I believe they may have some more recent models nowadays that maybe take that up a notch. Maybe it's a CO2U, I'm not sure. But the CO1U with a microphone stand ran me about $100, so that wasn't too bad. And headphones don't really matter, just as long as you can isolate the sound. I happen to be wearing a pair of Sennheiser headphones, but they're just headphones that I had around, so that's not really that important. It all has to do with what's comfortable for you to wear for a long time. Now, another option that's been I'm pretty excited about is the Zoom H2. The Zoom H2 is also made by Samson. That's Samson, by the way, that I'm saying. And the Zoom H2 runs a little under $200. I think you can get it for $180, something like that, US. This is a portable recorder that writes to SD cards, the little memory cards you stick in a camera. It has excellent microphones, and it's got a 4-channel stereo option. So you really have like, I don't know, there's a lot of different modes you can go into, but you can have it record just from the front, a single mono file. So if it's just you talking, you can use that. If you want to have two people talking, you can set it to listen to the front and the back. If you really want to go crazy, like let's say you got a room full of people or you want, it's for music too, you can actually have two stereo tracks recorded at the same time. So two in the front and two in the back. When you're done recording into this portable microphone, you pull the card out, stick it into your computer, and drag it into your music editing software, your audio editing software, I should say, and that'll give you two sets of stereo tracks, giving you the multi-track, the 4-track recording. The reason I bring up the Zoom H2 is it's got a lot of advantages. First of all, the sound quality is fantastic. It's really, really good. It's a tiny little device, maybe double the size of a deck of cards that fits in your hand. It's very, very light, runs on two AA batteries, and you record to this SD card, so it's real easy. You can record anywhere. You can be on the road. You can be in a hotel room. You can be at home, wherever you want to be. And the recording options are great on it. I mean, it really, really does sound good. The other option, you can actually plug it directly into your computer through USB and use it as a microphone, a USB microphone into your computer. This works really well. I have to give Tony Walla credit for even telling me it could do that. I owned it for 6 months before I knew it could do that. So I'm really fond of the Zoom H2. That is going to cost you a little bit more money, but it is a great, great option. I've been very, very pleased with that. I've used it on the road and gotten some great recordings, and especially if you want to do interviews, that's really a great way to go. The other options I talked about, the USB headset mic or just a standing mic like the CO1U, do not give you the option of doing interviews. You're pretty much just talking to yourself there. So there's a lot more options out there on microphones, but I wanted to give you just kind of a bracketing of a couple of options. When you get crazy or you spend too much time with Victor Cahiao, you start ending up with things like mixers and XLR mics, and you start saying words like Heil and all that crazy stuff and USB interfaces, and now I've got so many wires and cables, I don't know what to do with my setup. But anyway, that's for later on when you've grown up a bit and you've decided you're really in it for the long haul and you want to take that improvement to the next level in your sound. For right now, you can definitely get started with hardware for under a couple $100. Well, that's going to conclude episode 2 of Podcasting About Podcasting. I hope you enjoyed the show and learned a little bit here. You can send me feedback at allison@podfeet.com, or if you want to use audio, you can send it to nosillacast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.